going to start another. The remainder of this teaching is giving us a list, believe it or not, a list of what Sufi describes as a manner of friendliness. The list is quite long. Of course, it comes from the Eastern tradition or Middle Eastern tradition of the Arabic language. And as you may know, and we've talked about a little bit in this class, it is a very well-developed language. They say of the language, there are 100 ways to say I love you, for example. And we have one, I love you. So when we talk about this manner of friendliness, there are many dimensions to it. Just as when we study the sacred names, the wazifas, we know that infused in one sound is a huge, you know, people can write pages and pages and volumes just on that one aspect of a divine attribute. It's a quite an elaborate and well-developed language, much more than I would say English is. So the teaching goes on to say just one more line before this list begins, and it says, on different aspects of the divine manner known by the Sufi as lim-a-adab. Adab might be considered a manner of respect, appropriate behavior, appropriate manner, deep consideration. And of course, ilm or alim, which alim comes from this knowledge, divine knowledge. Divine knowledge. It's the word that is seen the most times in the sacred book known as the Quran. The most times. Ilm, alim, most times mentioned. So this divine knowledge is very, very important. And one can't say how that divine knowledge is discovered, but ultimately is always within oneself. It is for us to uncover that beautiful secret that is within. So if you will, allow yourself to turn to the breath. And if you will be open, I'd like, especially those that perhaps haven't joined us, I know, Dawanda, you're new to our circle, so this meditation today will be a little different. I'm going to try to use some beautiful pieces of classical music, which those of us that were able to study with Pir Vilayat know that he used music throughout a retreat process to evoke certain stages or certain feelings within us. And so always throughout the entire retreat, music was utilized. So I have selected two pieces by Pachelbel, actually, and one piece by Barber, that I hope will invoke in you some sort of deep feeling within your heart, a kind of sympathy or compassion arising that perhaps will then give rise an openness to these other feelings, these other qualities that Murshid mentions here. In the manner of friendliness, according to the Sufi point of view. So are you game? Give it a try. So the music will last in its entirety maybe about 20 minutes or so. And as we're listening to the music, I will list these qualities. And we can feel perhaps some sort of resonance arising or memory even of how we have had that expressed towards us, but more importantly, how we might express that towards others. And let's see, we have a new person here. Sounds like a little, not sure I totally understand, Gary, but if you want to write something else, I'm happy to respond if you'd like. So, if you will, allow yourself again to breathe into the heart, or I should say direct the breath there. Notice within the music, there is a kind of call and response. There is a phrase and then a response to that phrase. The first quality, adab, which means respect. A deep respect for every living form, every living being, all of creation. Thy form is in every form. The second quality is consideration. See if you can note, just by the words, the different qualities here, the difference between respect and consideration. Consideration in Arabic is called katir. Katir. The next quality, tawaze, meaning hospitality. You are welcome here. Inkazar, humility, also considered as selflessness. Inkazar, humility, selflessness. Kulk, graciousness. Graciousness. Matanat, seriousness. Seriousness. Kind of sobriety. Seriousness. Aline, a tenderness of feeling, tenderness, breath in the heart, experience that feeling there. Salim, harmoniousness, harmoniousness. Salim. Wafa, fidelity, loyalty, constancy. Wafa. Dilazari, Dilazari, sympathy, sympathy. Keep in mind the Sufi always has two points of view, one's own and that of the other. Kota kalam, moderation in speech. Moderation in speech. And kam sukun, which means sparing in words. Sparing in words. Mutabar, self-respect, keeping one's word, proving trustworthy in dealings. Self-respect, keeping one's word, being trustworthy in one's dealings. Berserk, berserk. Meaning vulnerability, allowing oneself to be vulnerable. Garat, garat means honor, pride, honor, pride. Hey, meaning modesty, modesty. And now Murshid has listed a few more words as part of this list without an Arabic equivalent. Bravery, the manner of friendliness known as bravery. The manner of friendliness known as experience. Giving from one's experience. And generosity. Having a generosity. Forgiveness. Forgiveness. Manner of friendliness known as forgiveness. Large-mindedness. Large-mindedness. One might think of that as the Wazifa Wazi that we dealt with at camp. The all-encompassing one. Large-mindedness. Above and beyond all exclusionary thought or feeling, large-mindedness. Tolerance, tolerance. Take the side of the weak. To take the side of the weak. And very importantly, to hide the faults of others as one would one's own, out of sympathy and respect for another. To hide the faults of others as one would one's own, out of sympathy and respect for another. Breathe into the heart, knowing all these qualities reside there. It is up to us to discover them and enliven them and live in this manner, Akhlaq Allah, in the manner of God. What an amazing world it would be. What an amazing world it would be. And it starts here and now with us. In closing, I'd like to read just a short paper. You know, I've never read anything that I've written myself in this class, but I felt that it was appropriate to do so today. I was asked in midsummer by a group, another place in the world that's a study group under our umbrella, to write something for their group regarding the subject of the divine manner. And of course, that's the subject of today as well. So this was written on June 21st of 2012. I offer this to you. Very dear sisters and brothers, beloved ones of God, in the words of Hazrat Inayat Khan, the soul turned to God. The soul tuned to God also becomes as beautiful as God and begins to express God through all one does, expressing in life the divine manner. End quote. On the subject of divine manner, we can have great faith. That is, it is when we set aside the smallness of our limited ego, that we can embrace the unfolding of the divine manner. What is divine manner? It is the tuning of the body, speech, and mind the ever-radiant soul to the highest pitch possible. What happens when we tune to this pitch? We let go of all smallness in our actions, speech, and thinking by rising above smallness, pettiness, jealousy, envy, and competitiveness. When we are tuned and attuned to the divine manner, we rise above all. Through the consciousness of the divine manner, our atmosphere is elevated to such a vibration that the atmosphere radiating from us can tune other souls to the heights of nobleness that is inherent, although often hidden, within each soul. Can you imagine a world? Can you imagine a world where all beings are tuned to the majesty and regality of their own kingly and queenly note? In turn, this opens the way for the recognition of the divine inheritance within each being and all of nature. This would indeed be a beautiful transformation to the denseness of this earth. Let us each make a commitment to remember and aspire to express the divine manner in our thoughts, words, and deeds, and in our manner of dealing with others. May God bless you and grace each of you in the realization of your expression of the divine manner. With all my love and devotion. On a bit of a magic carpet ride today, albeit brief. We'll make sure that things are posted online. You can listen and review. There'll be links to the teaching for today. And if you wish, I can also publish what I just read. Yes. People are interested in that. Manner of friendliness, awakened and alive. Those of us that live in America are celebrating Thanksgiving coming this next week. And before we meet again, for the most part, at least in this class context, the holidays will come and go. Keep it in mind. We want to remind you that we're having a holiday party and open house here, a benefit for Jhamsa Sopa. Everyone's welcome. The Saturday after Thanksgiving, I think most of you have received notice somehow. If not, we have a card here for you. It's a way that we raise funds for Tibetan refugees living in exile. And remember, as much as you can, to be generous in your prayers and also in any other means that you can be. We have a little basket there. Be mindful that all the contributions go to help the spreading of the message. This is Leo again moving the camera, sorry. We support the Dharga, the resting place of Hazaran and Icon, the Hope Project, where children are educated in that area, very, very poor children, I might say, and they learn crafts and trades there as well. We also help support the archives for the teachings so that the authenticity can be retained for the future generations. So there are many ways that we do that, as well as serving the public through our webcast. So all of your contributions go for that. None are kept for personal reasons. We ask that if anything that we've done here today by gathering has been of merit, that we dedicate that merit to all beings. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free from strife. And may all beings live in great equanimity in a manner of friendliness. Let us close with the prayer Khatum by Hazrat Inayat Khan. O Thou, who art the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the Lord of heaven and earth, open our hearts that we may hear Thy voice, which constantly cometh from within. Disclose to us Thy divine light, which is hidden in our souls, that we may know and understand life better. Most merciful and compassionate God, give us Thy great goodness, teach us Thy loving forgiveness, raise us above the distinctions and differences which divide. Send us the peace of Thy divine Spirit, and unite us all in Thy perfect being. Amen. Beautiful, aren't they?
Just everyone is like, how lovely, huh?
Multiple dimensions. Everyone that joined us there, you're most welcome. All love. Gary, we're still broadcasting, but I have stopped the recording. Is Chow Chow Shakti with you there? You're welcome, Amina. Thank you for being there with us. Ah, Amina and Peron, Italy, love you. Alima, Holland, we love you. Dawanda, new participant, we love you. We're glad you joined us. Sending everyone love. So it is.